News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Now, undoubtedly, you will have been looking at the cost of your electricity bills and seeing them, as with all other bills that in any way connect to oil or gas, increasing in the past while. Well, the Electricity Association of Ireland are today launching a guide as to how you can reduce the amount that you spend on your electricity without necessarily reducing the amount of electricity that you consume. Dara Lynott is with us. He's chief of the Electricity Association of Ireland. Dara, this is not about shopping round. This is consuming the same electricity from the same supplier at a cheaper rate.
Yes, but it's also about understanding your bill. When I talk to people about what I do,
sit in a bit
or
there,
whether or not we do about electricity, one of the things they say to me, I either don't look at my bill or I don't understand my bill. And out of that came the seed of an idea just to do a very simple guide on the terms used in your electricity bill, how much electricity that you use, when you use it and what you can do about it. So we worked in particular with the National Adult Literacy Agency to make sure that this guide is as simple as we can make it. But one of the things that people can do, we've 2.1 million smart meters installed. Only about 30% of those are activated. And what I mean by activated is a customer talks to their supplier and says, I'd like to activate my smart meter. That allows half-hourly data to be collected so you can determine a profile of your electricity usage on
now,
every day.
Now, I can see the advantage of that to the supplier because it allows them to look at the total distribution of their product. What's the advantage to the consumer?
Well, I think the supplier already has the total consumption of electricity. They already know that. But what the customer doesn't know is the half-hourly usage, the profile of their electricity usage.
But why do you care?
Well, it's not that the suppliers care, the customer should care, because when they use electricity and how much they use at that time can make a huge difference in their pocket. So, for example, using electricity at night can be a third of the cost of using electricity during the day. So when you go and develop your profile, you know what you're using, you can then have a conversation with your supplier or any other supplier and say, here's my profile, what's the best you can do for me?
Now, is there much that you can do to adjust your electricity usage? Because presumably people don't get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and have their shower.
Oh, absolutely not. But there are equipment and there's appliances that you can use. For example, in my dishwasher, you can say, I'm going to put that on in 3 hours time. And that 3 hours time is during a low tariff time. Things like air fryers, slow cookers that can be used between 2 and 4. So when you come in at 5 o'clock, the dinner is ready. Tumble dryers, to use them as little as possible. One of the things we have in there is a little graph just showing which appliances use the most electricity at over a given time. Anything that heats water, that heats up, that's the big one.
So, and it basically boils down to get a haircut, don't live with wrinkly clothes, wash less, and don't dry your clothes.
Not wash less. You can wash as often as you want. But as my daughter, I think it's her second job in the shower. It is a 30-minute job as opposed to the quick 5-minute job we all grew up with in the cold 70s.
What about technological solutions to some of these problems? Because obviously if there's nighttime tariff, back in the 70s and early 80s, we had storage heaters where you heated bricks all night and then got no heat out of them for the day. Is there a more high-tech solution to that where we could have lithium battery storage or anything along those lines? Or is that pie in the sky?
No, not pie in the sky. Already we have a significant amount of solar panels out there. They feed into batteries that then can be used during the peak times. We have heat pumps now. Heat pumps work on a different. They have an ambient temperature all through the day, but they can stock up on their heat water during low times, low energy cost times. The things like Microgen, you're already getting paid for putting excess back into the grid. So there's significant technology apps you can determine from when you're at the football match, you can put on the heat or turn off the heat.
Now, with the exception of the apps, a lot of what you list there are fairly capital intensive. Is there any cheap moves that you can do, whether it be changing light bulbs, changing appliances, anything that doesn't cost a fortune?
I mean, the cheapest electricity is the electricity you never use, and that means insulation every time. So we have a lot of tips right through this guide, pointing people to places like the SEAI, what grants are used, and really to save money.
We have a very cynical listener who's saying, hang on a minute, If everyone moves to another time, does that then not become the peak time, the new peak time for energy use? In other words, if everybody does what you suggest, will the electricity companies just follow the market and hike the price?
No, I think you have to look at domestic electricity consumption in the context of the wider industry and societal consumption. It's not going to make that much difference. And while we're very much at the entry stages, we've only 30% of people who've activated their smart meters. Smart meters have been a huge investment in the electricity system. They will be the way forward when we talk about energy sharing, energy communities, where you can have two suppliers on one supplier to sell your electricity, one supplier to give you electricity. All of that is dependent on smart meters.
And a lot of tech suggesting that if you do have an EV, it is important to make sure that you're charging it at night on the overnight rate. When do those off-peak rates kick in? What's the time, or does it vary?
Each supplier has different tariffs. Talk to your supplier, activate your smart meter, ask them for the best tariff they can get.
And I have a copy of the guide that you're putting out today. If people want to get hold of that guide, the Electricity Association of Ireland Energy Bill Guide, where do they get it?
Just go on to eaireland.com.
Dara, thank you very much. That is Dara Lynott, who is Chief of the Electricity Association of Ireland.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.